Today, we're remembering civil rights leader Vernon Jordan, who died late Monday at 85. His daughter, Vicki Jordan, said in a statement that he passed away peacefully last evening, surrounded by loved ones. Jordan was president of the National Urban League from 1971 to 1981. He later served as co-chair of Bill Clinton's presidential transition team. For more on Jordan's legacy, we're joined by Mark Morial, the current president and CEO of the National Urban League. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and tributes are pouring in, including one from Stacey Abrams, the former Georgia state lawmaker who has become a leading voting rights activist. She tweeted that Jordan, quote, battled the demons of voter suppression and racial degradation. Winning more than he lost, he brought others with him, and he left a map so more could find their way. How did he do that, Mark?
You know, Vernon Jordan's legacy is expansive. Many may know him as an ally and friend of President Clinton, or as an investment banker and lawyer and advisor to Presidents Obama and others. But he had a career as a civil rights activist all the way back to 1960, when he led the NAACP in Georgia, when he participated in the case that integrated the University of Georgia, giving the opportunity to Charlene Hunter to become one of the first black students to enter the University of Georgia, to his work as the leader of the Voter Education Project, VEP, in the South, in Atlanta, in the 1960s, to his work as president of the United Negro College Fund, and ultimately his leadership of the National Urban League. This man wore many, many, many hats in civil rights and politics and business, and I think his legacy is enshrined in the fact that he brought his advocacy for civil rights wherever he went, to the boardroom, to the halls of investment banking, to the White House, to the halls of Congress. Wherever he went, wherever he was a presence for the idea of civil rights, equity, and justice.
Well, it's an incredibly varied career, as you describe it, but I'm mindful that his life and career were almost cut short. He survived being shot by a white supremacist in 1980. And here we are, Mark, more than four decades later, still dealing with white supremacist violence. So I think Jordan's passing is a moment to take stock, and I'm curious what your assessment is of where the country stands on the causes that Jordan fought for.
That you mentioned that he survived an assassination attempt by a white supremacist, it reminds us that how far we've come, but how far we have not come. Because as white supremacists sought to cut his life short, and they were unsuccessful because he continued to live a very vital life. White supremacists in less than 60 days ago sought to disrupt American democracy and the peaceful transition of power. So these challenges ebb and flow, and today there's a hearing on Capitol Hill. The FBI director is, if you will, testifying, and he's characterizing white supremacy as a form of domestic terrorism here in 2020.
Yeah, really shining a spotlight on how big the threat remains. Mark Morial, we're going to have to leave it there. President and CEO of the National Urban League, thank you for helping us remember Vernon Jordan.
Thanks for having me today. Thank you.